We're going to do something fun and popular, at least fun and popular for I and I, our UF Aureus set, getting ready for the annual 3-hour coming up early part of July, celebrating Roswell, late June, early July, 47. But my brethren, Aquaboy, hyped me to something that I normally would have never looked to discover out of the New Yorker. Their May 10th edition has a story called the UFO Papers. For decades, believers have felt that evidence of alien visitations has been dismissed by the U.S. government. With the formation of an official task force, is the Pentagon taking flying saucers seriously? So my brethren Aquaboy, he's more of a modern alien enthusiast where they don't even call it UFOs anymore. It's called now Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. Yeah, like that's any damn different. Well, I'm more of an ancient astronaut theorist, which says that Sumerian sky gods were in fact ancient astronauts coming here so their creations, humans, could harvest gold for their planet. So lately, there's been an explosion of videos, little dribs and drabs of the Pentagon saying that maybe, maybe not. Even former President Obama was asked about this on the Late Late Show with James Corden. So this is what Obama had to say about UFOs. I mean, UAPs. But what is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are, and we can't explain how they move their trajectory. They did not have an easily explainable pattern. You know, I think that people still take seriously and are trying to investigate and figure out what that is. 60 Minutes did a special on unidentified aerial phenomenon, and the UK paper The Telegraph recently did an article entitled "The Pentagon Thinks UFOs May Exist After All, and the Evidence is Growing." So the New Yorker article is about a UAP researcher named Leslie Keene and the trials and tribulations of her trying to walk amongst what could be possible and what has been debunked. But I found it very interesting that the article focused on the unidentified aerial phenomenon, or if you want to go back to the original, unidentified flying objects. But what wasn't mentioned was anything to do about the people driving these spacecrafts. And so I think back to 1492, when Columbus came to Plymouth Rock in his three ships, the Nino, the Pinto, the Santa Clara, what did the Native Americans think when they arrived? Well, the same thing is happening more than 5 centuries later. We're seeing all these things in the sky, but in fact, we're waiting for the aliens. Look to the skies. Do not scoff.